Daf is Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, we're two lines down. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachatzis. Shachatzis apparently means Gasis Ruach and Gaiva. So Shachatzis is a Gedola, Hayisab Evnei Kohen Gedolim. It was very common that the Kohen Gadol felt as a Baal Gaiva. Shiyose Mishishim Kikarzav Hayu Motzin Ba. They would take 60 amounts of gold. Shaya Kivsha Shapara. That's what it cost to build the ramp for the Par Aduma we spoke about yesterday. And Omed, and Uvalohaya Echad Mehem, and Motzi Parasa Bechivsha Shechavero. Yet, each new Kohen Gadol who would have to bring a Par Aduma would not use the previous Kohen Gadol's ramp that he built for the Par Aduma. They each wanted El Sosro, Bona El Samishalo. He wanted his own money to be used, his own ramp. So they destroyed the first one, and they rebuilt the second one. So that's the Gasis Ruach, the Shachatzis, that was very prevalent amongst the Kohen Gadolim. So Gemara asks a question, Heisiv Rabbi Ula, Komei Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Ula asked the question in front of Rabbi Mana, V'hotani, doesn't the Bais say that Shimon HaTzadik, now Shimon HaTzadik, everybody agrees, was a tremendous Tzadik, that's why he got the name. We don't give that name to just anybody. So Shimon HaTzadik, Shtei Paros Asa, he had, well, it was Zocha, he I think served for 80 years, was it? So he was Zocha to bring two Paradumas in his life. And Lo B'Kevesh Shehotzi Yezu, Hotzi Yezu, he himself didn't use the same ramp that he used for the first Paraduma as he did for the second Paraduma. So we see that it wasn't an Indian of destroying or not, there was something more than that, it wasn't Gatzis Ruach. So Islechal Meimar, you're going to say Shimon HaTzadik Shachatz Haya, he was a Baal Gaiva? Certainly not, he certainly wasn't a Baal Gaiva. So Gemara says, my kedon. So what's the inyan of building a new ramp for each new paraduma? So the Gemara answers, al shei mala hi bepara, silsil hi bepara. There's an inyan, the first daf of Yuma talks about that the tzedukim used to make fun of the paraduma, and they'd say that a tivul yom wouldn't be able to perform the paraduma. The guy was tame, and he goes to the mikvah, and he's waiting for shkia for the complete tara. He's called tivul yom. So we paskin that Tivul Yom is allowed to bring the Paraduma, the Tzedukim paskin that Tivul Yom cannot bring the Paraduma. So we made the Kohen Gadol, or whoever's involved in it, we made him Tamei, Lechachila, and made him go to the Mikvah to be Tivul Yom before Shkia, and he performed the Paraduma, just to go against the Tzedukim. Now since we did that Tivul Yom, which is somewhat of a disgrace to the Paraduma, though it's permitted, we had to really compensate and make other types of Chumras. So they build a new Paraduma each time, because the Kohen, who would go burn the Paraduma, he would become Tame. So he was walking on this ramp, so as a special mala, a special high level of a certain, again, astringencies we imposed, we made the rebuild the ramp each time for the new Paraduma. And that's what it was, nothing to do with Gasas Ruach. Mar now says, Tani, Zizin uksalam hayu yotzim mikan mikan. There were little fences that went around the ramp. It wasn't a flat ramp, but there were walls going up each side. Because we don't want the Kohen to stick out his head to see what's below, and perhaps he's sticking his head out over some type of tumah that's below, and the tumah is going to go out of the rakia and make the Kohen tame. So they built almost like a tunnel ramp, so he wouldn't be able to stick his head out and become tame. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, that Rabbi Akiva Omer A. Mistakrin, he felt that if there's any mosar, any leftover shkalim, you should not invest that money because perhaps you're going to lose it and it's going to be a hefsid for the hektish. Ella, if you want to invest it, you have to make the following condition. Ella imratza, ye hefsid the shalom, vaschar lehektish, mutter. If you say that if there's going to be loss, so then I'll take the loss on and I'll replenish the hektish. And if there's a gain, so then the gain will go to the hektish. If you make such an agreement and take upon that liability, then even Rabbi Akiva would permit you to invest the leftovers. Kahada, no different than the following brayso that we have. Barzimna, one time, there was the person's name, that ispaked gabe midal diyasmin. He had left something with the Nichse Yisomim, and also he came along with Shaul Rebbe money. He wanted to know, can I invest it to make money for the Nichse Yisomim? Samerlei, so he said back to Bar Zimna, in Bar's day, if you want to do this, Hahefse Didach, you have to take upon yourself any losses, Ve'agra de Tarvechun, and then you could split the returns, then that would be shari, that would be permitted. But if you're not willing to take on the losses, you can't invest the property of the Yisomim, so too cannot invest the property of Hekdesh unless you're willing to take on the losses. Gemara says now, Rabbi Chiya bar Ada is paket gave midal diyasmim vavadkein. And he taka did this. He had, once he was watching over the property of the yasomim, and he took upon, he made an investment, taking upon himself all liabilities. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah further, Mosar Peros. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Mosar Peros, if there's any leftover after you've made any revenue from the investments, that's called Mosar Peros. So Rabbi Shmuel felt that the Mosar Peros was used for the Keit Mizbeach, which was to buy new karbanos to keep the Mizbeach very active. So the Gemara says, Masnisa de Rabbi Shmuelhi. Our Bryce is like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds again that the Mosar Peros is used for the Keit Mizbeach. Because the Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Paser Masnisa, he interpreted the Braisa to say that Mosar Peros refers to Schar Lehektish. What does Mosar Peros mean? It was, no one knew what it meant. So if you understand that Mosar Peros is a reference to Schar Hektish, the revenue on investment of Hektish, that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Because Rabbi Kiva thought that it was Aser to invest money. So this interpretation of Mosar Peros is Schar Hektish, that only works well with Rabbi Shmuel. That can't be the definition of Rabbi Kiva. Moreover, he says, Mosar Nesachim, what's Mosar Nesachim? That's referring to Zo Se'ah Revius. So later on we're going to see, in 2 days from today, that there's the idea of a person takes upon himself to donate flour to the base of Mikdash, and there's going to be leftover, there's a certain measure. He says, I'm going to give 3 and 4, whatever the measurements are, that Mosar, that leftover, that extra flour that he dedicates, that's called Mosar Nesachim, and that's what it refers to in the Mishnah, Zo Sa'ah Revius, that remaining Revius, that extra. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Pasar Masisa, he interprets a Braisa differently. Again, the Braisa refers to the terms Mosar Peros, and then there's Mosar Nesachim. What do those mean? That's the debate. So Rabbi Yochanan Pasar Masisa, he interprets the Braisa to mean Mosar Peros refers to Zoz Saravius. That's when the person took upon himself to dedicate flour, and that surplus would be Mosar Peros. And Mosar Nesachim, that refers to Beirutim. What's Beirutim? The Beirutim is when you fill up a cup with wine and it overflows, so that wine falls on the outside. That's what's called Beirutim, and that's the din of Mosar Nesachim. So the Gemara says, now, Valesle de Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef de Beirutim. So what about Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya didn't interpret any of these words referred to Beirutim. He said Mosar Peros is the Schar Hektish. Mosar Nesachim is Msar Revius. So where is Beirutim? Where is the overflowing wine that falls out of the kli? Where does that fall into? What do you do with that? So he says, Amar Rabbi Chizkiah, Ma de Nafel Lesar Revius, Nafel Beirutim. That same category, Mosar Nesachim, which was defined as Sar Revius, is the same category that the Beirutim, the overflows, are going to be in that same category of Mosar Nesachim. Gemara now asks Adaita, the Rabbi Yochai, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, who the one who holds that Mosar Peros refers to Schar Hektish. So Nicha, it makes sense, the Mishnah that says in the end of the Mishnah, it says Zev Zeh Lohayu Modim Beperos. That Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Mistakrin B'shal Hektish Aflo B'shal Aniyim. That Rabbi Kiva holds you can't make a profit off of the Hektish, and you can't make profit off of any of the Aniyim. Lefikach, that's why it says in the end of the Mishnah, Zev Zeh Lohayu Modim Beperos. The Rabbi Kiva and also Rabbi Chananya both hold you can't make a profit, you cannot invest any of the Hektish money. However, Al Daita the Rabbi Yochanan, who defines Mosar Peros as referring to Sar Revius, so Kasha, because Bahatanin and Amdu Mishalosh Yisapik Ma'arba, doesn't everybody agree that if a guy wants to give 3 or 4, that's the mission we're going to see in 2 days from now. Everybody agrees to that din. So according to that, the Mosar Peros is Sar Revius. So then, Tanin and Zevazel Lohayu Modim Peros? Who would argue on that din? Who would say, Zevazel, these two people are not agreeing to Peros? If Mosar Peros means Sar Revius, that mission later on, so who would disagree with that? That's the first mission that everybody agrees to. So this reading of the mission wouldn't make any sense if, again, you define Mosar Peros as Sar Revius. So the Gemara says no. Lohayu Modim Beperos. When it says they wouldn't agree to Peros, it doesn't refer to Mosar Peros. That's the definition of Sar Revius. It refers to Bil Mizbeach, Lekait Mizbeach, of Amodim Hayu B'Kli Sharis. Meaning what? They agree that Mosar Peros means the Sar Revius, but they're arguing what you would do with that Sar Revius, that extra flour. So the first opinion felt you use it to fund the Kait Mizbeach. Comes a mission says, Zuvazulamodim. They don't agree that money should be used for the Kate Mizbeach, rather it should be used for the klisharis, to help buy new kalim for the Beis HaMikdash. Mar now says, Ad Kedon, it makes sense, Beirute Tzibur. Beirute Tzibur, if you're filling up wine for the Karbanos Tzibur, and then there's an overflow, so that would make sense that you would use those extra money to buy klisharis. But what about the Filu Beirute Yachid? What about, let's say, a guy has his own personal carbon, and with the carbon he brings wine, and it gets poured into the kli, and then there's overflow. Velo nimsu klisharis barn mishal yachid. How could you collect that overflow of wine from my personal carbon, and now use that wine and buy it, sell it for money? Now that money is going to be used to buy klisharis that's coming from personal funds, and we said a person can use his yachid funds to purchase a klisharis for the tzibur. So the Gemara says, no, you can. Because kahada detani, like we saw yesterday, isha she'asasa ksonis levana kishera ubavad shetim tzirenot latzipur. The wife of the Kohen Gadol is allowed to weave and make the big beged for the Kohen Gadol, so long as she's willingly, full-heartedly gives over the, even though it comes from a yachid, it goes full-heartedly to the tzibur. So here as well, the beirutzim of the yachid, my personal carbon, has the wine that overflows, even though it's mine, if I'm trusting that I'm going to Timsereno, Litzibor, then that can be used to buy the klisharis of the tzibor. So Gemara now says, Ad kedon beirute lach. Up until now we spoke of the liquid type of overflow, like the wine. Vafilu beirutze yavish. So what about a dry, what about flour? It gets overflowing from the kli. Is that also going to be considered the standard beirutzim and used for the kli sharis? So the Gemara says, "Kiahi de tanina taman." We have a Mishnah in Maseches Menachos on Nesachim shekadshu bekli. If any of the wine gets kadosh bekli, v'nimsa zevach pasul, and then it turns out that the carbon was pasul, so im yesh sham zevach acher. If there's another carbon that happens to be around that doesn't have Nesachim, so then you could just take these Nesachim, which are already kadosh and kli sharis, and combine it with the zevach that's there, and yikurimo, and put it together. Vimlav, if there is no available zevach that's lacking nesachim, so lanu, you should leave it overnight, and by leaving it overnight, yifsulu b'lina, it's a psul called lina. Lina is whenever a item of kadosh, kedusha, is left out overnight, it becomes pasul. So 1 second here. So we see here only the nesach, only something that was in a that fell into the kli, it becomes kadosh. Anything that overflowed outside does not become kadosh, and therefore does not have a din of lina. There's no need for lina because it wasn't kadosh in the first place. So we see from here that when it comes to davar yavesh, that there is no din of beirutzei yavesh, only by beirutzei lach. Okay, you guys with me still? Okay, first one tonight. How many times? I said it 3 times last night? Okay, 3 times. This is the first one. So Gemara now says, Halacha Gimel, the new Mishnah tells us, it's referring to, let's say, Mosar Ketoris. You have leftover Ketoris. Maha Yosin Ba, what would you do with the leftover Ketoris? So Ma'afrishin Mimena, you'd separate from this Ketoris. Schar Ha'umnim. So you have the workers who are busy making the incense. So now you separate that extra Ketoris, and you set it aside to pay the workers. Umechalin osa, you take that ketoris which has kedusha on it, and amos haumnim, and you now pode it onto the coins that are designated for the workers, and now the ketoris is chulin. Venos nosa, now you pay the workers with the ketoris that are now chulin. You give them actual spices, laumnim bischarin, as their payment. Vechosin velochin osa, mitchuma chadasha. And then what you do is you take Chumah Chadasha, you take the,
why would they want it? Why do they want it?
No, because now the next stage is here, then you pay them back with Shkalm from the Chumah Chadasha, you give them back actual money, and they pay the Ketaris exchange for them. It's just to get around the Kedusha and Chulun. They're not really keeping the spices. It's just to do a couple of stages. Because the din is that if it's Mosa Ketaris,
it's mixed Ketaris we're talking about, right?
Yeah. It's already mixed now. But the problem is you can't use that Ketores for this coming year because that was used for the old Shkalm, bought them already. So now you have to somehow get them to be reused for the next year. You need to use new Shkalm for them. So what we do is we remove the Kedusha from them, their regular incense now. You give it to the workers. This is their money for a couple of bags of it. And then you use new Shkalm paid them with the new Shkam of the year, and the Ketores goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, now with new Kedusha that was just bought with the new Shkalim.
The fact that the mixed is okay?
I guess so, yeah. I guess so. I guess the mixing doesn't have to be when they're in their state of the new year, as long as they're currently owned by the new year Shkalim, even though the mixing took place. It's a good point.
What do you do with the new year Shkalim?
So that goes to the workers now. That was just, as it went to the workers, it exchanged, the Kedusha left the Shkalim and went to the Ketores. So now I've got the regular Chulin money. But it was the purchase that was Chalim, the Ketores. Now the Gemara says, Vim b'chodesh bizmano. Let's say Chodesh Nisan, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is again the first day of the new year and the new Shkalim. So there was only 29 days of Adar. So the next day was Alf Nisan as opposed to Lamed Adar. So if Chodesh Bizman, if it came on the 30th day of Adar, turned out to be Alf Nisan, there was no 30th that year. So Lochen Osa, Mitchum Chadasha. So then you buy the Ketores for that day, for the new year. You need to buy them from the Chum Chadasha, from the new Shkalim. But Vim Lav, let's say they were not Mekadesh the month. It was 30 day Adar. So then the day of Adar can be used Mnei Yeshana. That's still part of the previous year. Because one might think if the 30th day of Adar, since it has the potential to be the next year, even though it's not, maybe you should have to use Chumah Chadasha. Kamash month, if it's the 30th of Adar, if it's not a new month yet, so then you would have to use the Chumah Yeshana, the old Shkalim. Okay, so Gemara now says, velo nim to hektish mischala la hektish. So the Gemara's problem is here is that the Ketores is kodesh. So now, when you give the Ketores to the workers, there's kedusha on that Ketores. Now, when you're giving the Shkalm, which also has kedusha, now you have competing kedushas. Where the kedushas go? The Shkalm have kedusha, and the Ketores have kedusha. Velo nim to hektish mischala hektish. Has hektish fall on top of hektish? Keitzet hu oseh. So Gemara explains, how do you do this? So Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Bisna, maybe Maos. So what you do is you bring Maos of Hekdesh, you set aside, this is the $100 that are owed to the workers. Umechalin al Habinyan, so this was the step that the Gemara there mentioned. You take the Kedusha of the Shkalim, and now you transfer the Kedusha on part of the wall, and it's Kedusha, that's Chulin. So now the Binyan's Kadosh, and then the Shkalim now are Chulin. And then what you do is, now maybe Ketores, now you bring the Ketores, u'mechalal aleim. Now you transfer the Kedusha of the Ketores onto these coins, which are now chulin. So now the binyan's kadosh, the coins are now kadosh again, and then the Ketores is chulin. And v'nosin osa l'umnin v'scharin. Then you pay, you give the actual spices to the workers. And now what you do is, osin amos, so now the coins that have the old Kedusha on it, ma yasabehen. What do you do with them? Everyone's with me in the whole transfer. Should I see what's going on here? Let's use some props here. Let's get get some money here. All right. So $10, $1. Keep you guys alive here a little bit. $10, $1. Okay, this is the $10 of the new year. Okay, and this is the old year. So this is my Ketores here, the Mosar Ketores. Let's see if I can figure out what's going on right now. So this is Moshe Ketores, the old coins and the new coins. The old coins, what I do here is, I transfer the old coins to the binyan basement, to the binyan. So now this is chulin, and that has kedusha. Now I take this Ketores, I transfer kedusha, the Ketores, onto this old coin now. The dollar bill has old kedusha on it now. This is chulin, they give it to me as the worker. And then the new one comes to me, and this goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. So the new Kedusha, the Shkalim, goes on to the Ketores. So now the Ketores becomes the new Shkalim. That's what went on. Now this dollar bill says Kedusha, but it has old Kedusha on it. Because the initial Ketores, the old one, was on this old, now it goes on this dollar bill. So the question becomes, what do you do with this old Shekel now? What do you do with this Kedusha?
So you transferred it from that to the Binyan. Why didn't the point of that? It didn't lose the Kedusha?
Because you needed the availability for the Ketores to go on something. So in theory, you could have put the Ketores onto the wall directly. So I'm not sure why you needed that stage. I mean, it's possible Pidyon only works with a coin, maybe not object to object. I don't know. Not sure. Which Masechta is that? Okay. Fine. You guys into doing that Temura? Yeah? You did Temura? You hear me? Did Temura? You're getting some fingers in the back. They're pointing at you.
isn't the money that the workers are getting now new hektish? Isn't that?
No, because they first removed the kedusha from the ketores. Now the ketores is chulin. And now when they give me the shkalim, that kedusha transfers on to the ketores. As the exchange happens, the ketores picks up the kedusha to go to the base of Migdash, and now the shkalim that they're coming to me are chulin. So I'm getting chulin money now. Fun. So now the Gemara says, where are we? You guys with me still? Yeah? That's number two. Okay. Croesus? Okay, the Gemara now says, Osin Hamos, that old shekel that had the old money on it, Ma Yasib, and what do you do with them? So Rabbi Omer, Ani, I hold my humble opinion, Rabbi always says, Yenasnu leveis garmo, you give it to Beis Garmo. What happened in Beis Garmo? Anybody know? You read the rest of the line, you'll find out. Ulbeis haftinas, you pay it to these areas. These were different chambers. Shayu bekin bepitim aktoras uvemaisa lechem upon him. These were the experts in how to properly mix the spices and how to make the lechem upon him. Who knows which one was in Beis Garmo, which was in Beis haftinas? Excellent. And Beis Garmo was the lechem misha. This is a mission Yuma. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Barav Yitzchak vehein sheyu chayavin lehen mos misha shrishona. So he says that the kedusha that you pay from the old one to the workers in the lechem upanim and the ketores, it was money that already from the Shah Rishona. What is that? I think he argues here, right? Let's see. Right. That which you pay from these old coins is only work they've done in the past. From the previous year, the outstanding dues that they're owed. So then you could use this old coin to pay them for the last ones. But to use this old coin now with Kedusha to pay them for the future work for the upcoming year, that would not be permitted. Again, the coins have to be, the year of the coins have to be parallel to when the work was done. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Chirbar, Ba, he asked, Lo ayu chayevim lehen maos misha rishona. So he asks, what if they weren't chayev? Let's say they weren't owed anything, they were already paid. So now you have money here that's old money. You have no one to pay anymore because they were all really that you received their payment. So also Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yosi, Mekaitin Behemes HaMizbeach. So again, the default is always just buy karbanos to keep the Mizbeach active. Gemara now says Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen Bai Kome, Rabbi Yosi, Mechalfa Shitasa Dir Bichir Bar Ba. So how could you switch the opinions here? Taman Tzichalei, initially, he wasn't sure what to do with the money. The kapshitele, now he's answering what to do with the to answer it. How can we ask the question? Now he gives the answer. It's the same person, Rabbi Chir Bar Ba. So the Gemara says, Had the tzrichalei beklisharis, had the pshitele bekayis mizbech. No. He knew his pasha that the money, that old money, was always able to be used to buy the kates mizbech. He had a suffix of, can you also use it to buy klisharis? That was the shaila he had. That was a suffix. So the Gemara now says a machlokas, an interesting machlokas here. Dispalgu, there's a machlokas amarayim, pitma, when you do the grinding of the spices, should it be chulin? Should the grinder be, can it be in a grinder of chulin? Or Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina amar psula. It's possible. If you put it in a chulin grinder, it's possible. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar ksheira, it has to be, it can be in a chulin. So we see about the nature of the process of grinding the ketores, whether it has to be in a kli sharis or even in a kli chulin. My time, and what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Chanina, who says it needs to be in a kli sharis, otherwise it's pasul? Because he quotes a pasuk, Kodesh he shetei haviyasa bekodesh he. The whole process of the ketores should be in a kodesh in a kli sharis. What about Ma Taima de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Kodesh he shetei ba mitshumas halashcha. No. The source, the funding, comes from Kodesh, but the process, the Maisa, doesn't have to be B'Kodesh. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Morris is another Machlokes. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bey Rabbi Bon Asya de Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina Kishmuel. He paskins like Shmuel, or Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Krabi Yochanan. How? What does this mean? The Tanin, the Mishnah tells us that Hamakdish Nechaz of a person who takes his property and makes it hektish. Vahayu Bahen, and among them were Dvarm Ruin LeKarbanos Tzibur. And among the property, there were animals and stuff that were fit to be a carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, LeKatoris. So you could bring it as a Katoris. And therefore what? So he says, even though the Katoris was already processed in Chulin, while it was still my property, we still could use it to be as the Kodesh, we see that the making of the Ketores can be made in Echulim property. And that's how we see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan in interpreting the Mishnah. Again, what's the Dvarm ruin the carbon of Sibur? That if I'm Makdish my property, if there's something on here, it could be used for Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, it's referring to Ketores. Ah, even though it was processed in Chulin, you could still use it for Ketores because the Ketores doesn't have to be processed in a Kli Sharis. See the question, Ezra? Okay. Gemar now says, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. He says, you can't bring a proof from there. Tifata, maybe you could ask the answer, rather interpret it, Bu'uman Mishal Avtinos She'notel B'schar Ketores. Maybe it's referring to the workers of Avtinos who actually had, I guess, a Kli Sharis at home where they prepared everything properly, and that's why it was right for the Ketores. But they had a Kli Sharis, it was made B'Kodesh. And Yochanami, if it wasn't made B'Kodesh, it wouldn't be used. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Chanina holds like Shmuel, that both of them require Kli Sharis for making of the Ketores. Dama Rav Huna B'Shem Shmuel, Machteshes Asu Osa Ki Kli Sharis L'Kadesh. The grinder used for making the Ketores has to be Kadosh, whereby it's a Kli Sharis. Gemara says, asks a question, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Bon Amra, Rabbi Chuna, Kome Rabbi Yossi. He says, wait a second, Davar Shekadosh B'Kli Sharis Nifte. So there's a din that you're able to, we know this already, that Ketores can be transferred. So there's a din, if something is in a Kli Sharis though, it now becomes Kedusha's Guf. Let's get some basics down. Something that's Kedusha's Damim, which only has Kedusha in terms of the value that you used something, the value, but it's not inherently Kadosh. So the Ketores, for example, forget Ketores, I guess, for a second. Let's say I makdish my house. My house is only at best Kedusha's Damim. There's never any inherent Kedusha because you can't bring it as a carbon. So that I could be poded the Damim and that's used for Hektish. If I Makdish my cow and it's a Tamim cow, there's no blemish, that animal becomes a Kedusha's Guf and you can't redeem it anymore. I have to bring it as a Mizbeach, as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So now we know there's a din that Ketores can be redeemed. So the fact that Ketores can be redeemed tells us at best it's Kedusha's Damim. So that proves to us, if you required making the Ketores in a Machteshes, in a Kli Sharis, that would give it Kedusha's Guf, and you couldn't redeem the Ketores. So the Gemara asks, Davar, Shekadosh B'Kli Sharis Nifte? You could redeem something that was once placed in a Kli Sharis? That's Kedusha's Guf. So the fact that we allow you to be poed the Ketores seems to indicate that it's not, it doesn't have to be done in a Kli Sharis, rather in a Machteshes Shel Chulin. So Amar Lei, he answers back, Velo de Shmuel he, didn't we say Shmuel Bava? The Shmuel Amar Kalhu B'Moser, that he's very makel. He's making with respect to this, that even though it was processed in a Kli Sharis to Ketores, there's a, and to Kedusha's Guf, Lev based in Masna land, we learned that based in made a certain Tanai, a stipulation, that even though it's Kedusha's Guf, you're able to be poded. That's a special Lev based in. Okay, Gemara now says, it's no different than the following discussion here, this Palgum, this Machlokas, what do you do with Hosiru Tmimim? There's a din, learned, I'll first tell the din, I'll ask you where it's from if you know. There's a din that they always have to have six animals, six tleh, that are on the wait list to be brought as a carbon tamin. Always six. Even though each day I only bring two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, you always have six that are prepared, that are inspected, that are checked, always waiting on hold. So you need a bikur yam, they're called a dalad bikur yam. You need to inspect them for 4 days, so that's why you have to have them waiting to inspect two of them, and then they're waiting there for 4 days. So you keep trying to get ahead. So there's 2, 4, 6. That's how it was. There's always six in the pen waiting to be brought out. So anyone know where that's learned out from? Dalad Bikur Yamim? The need for 4 days of inspection of the animal carbon. Excellent, Ephraim. Beautiful. Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim was which day of the month? 10th of Nisan. Shabbos HaGadol. So there's 4 days to prepare for the carbon Pesach. Excellent, Ephraim. So we learned Dalad Bikur Yamim. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, it says Moado by Karim Pesach, it says Moado by Karim Tamid, that Gzer Shava tells us just like the Karim Pesach requires Dalad Bikur Yamim, so too the Karim Tamid requires Dalad Bikur Yamim. 4 days is an inspection. There's also a discussion in Sukkah about this, and there's Arch Laner there.
It says here the 6th, because when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday or Sunday, because then it would be 3 days in Shabbos, it would be the 6th Karbanos that he wouldn't be able to Bikur for.
Oh, so that's what, okay. Not for what I said. Okay, either way, there's still Dalad Bikur Yamim, but that's not the explanation for six. Okay. So the problem becomes, What do you do? Have a minute. Yeah, we have a minion. You have a minion. Probably we're done in 5 minutes, probably. So the problem becomes now you've got six in the pen, and now Lamed Adar comes, and now you got four leftovers because you can't use those carbonos, those animals anymore, because they came from the old funds. You need it for the new funds. So what do you do with the leftovers? So the Gemara tells in Erechon, if Seth wants to do Erechon, maybe we'll do it. That Hosiru Tamimim, we have leftover Tamimim. So, I keep changing up. It's all the same parsha. All the same. The lach is that Shmuel Amar, Niftin Tamimim, you could redeem them. How could Shmuel say that? There's a klal that you can never be pulled if there's an animal that has its Tamim animal. There's no blemish. And it's a Kedusha Guf, you can't redeem it. So how could Shmuel get away with saying Niftim Tamimim? Because Shmuel holds, he has the Shita, that Lev based in Masna Lehem, so sometimes when you're stuck, the Bezin's able to stipulate and redeem the Kedusha, just like he says it by Tamimim, so too he says the same din by the Ketores. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he argues in Shmuel and says, no, Niftim Kipsule Mukdashim. No, you're never allowed to redeem Kachim. What you should do is you have to wait, let those four sheep walk around and graze, and once they get a blemish, they become a Baal Mum and Psule Mukdashim. Only at that stage are you allowed to be poda these four extra Tlaim. Gemara now says, a Hosiru Sirim. Let's say there's some leftover goats that were set aside for the Tzibor. So what do you do with them? So Adaita de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, so you could who holds you're allowed to redeem them. So Im Ola Niftes, Alo Koshkein Chatas. If we allow an Ola, which has a certain din, the Gemara is in Zvachim, the Perek Kol HaTadir, talks about which is more Kadosh. Is a Ola more Kadosh because it's Kula Kalil, or is a Chatas more Kadosh because it's Kapara? So in this discussion, if he allows that an Ola, the carbon tum is an Ola, so if they're left over Tamimim, he allowed you to redeem them even though they're Tamimim. So here the Gemara says Kol Shikain Achatas, which he says the Gemara assumes here it's more Chamor, certainly Achatas you're able to redeem as well, even though it's Tamim. So again, that's the din. If the carbon Tibor separates a number of Seirim and there ends up being some extra goats there for the carbon Tibor, even though it's Kedushas Tamim, you're allowed to redeem them according to Shmuel. But Adaita, the Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, no, you can never redeem a Tamim, even if it's a stuck. You have nothing to do with it. You have to wait until it grazes and gets a blemish. So in this case, I'm a Rabbi Zeira here as well. Yiru, you let the extra goats graze until it gets a blemish, and then you can redeem it only after that point. Gemara now says, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mekaitin behen es mezbech. So he says, no, you don't have to do anything. These actual animals, these seirim that are left over, you could actually bring them directly onto the Mizbeach as karbanos. So you don't need to redeem them like Shmuel. You don't need to wait for a blemish like Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, you could take the actual animals and bring them as a karban ola. Gemara says, V'kashya, yesh chatas shekreva ola? How could you take a sire, which was designated as a chatas, and now use it for an ola? We never have such a din of a chatas transforming into an ola. Only thing we have is of a Pesach turning into Shlomim. That's the only thing, because a Pesach is a type of Shlomim. But we never have any other carbonos transferring one into another type. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Shani Ahi, this din is different than a carbon yachid. She'ein carbonos tzibor nikboim ela b'shchita. Yes, when it comes to, even though carbon yachid, if I designate this yachid as a chatas or as an ola, then that's established, that's it. When it comes to carbon tzibor, the fact that I makdish it doesn't have a shame chatas ola. It's kadosh. What it'll be used for, that's going to be defined once I do the shchita. So even though I initially intended on using this sayer as a chatas, but I didn't end up using it, that meant nothing because since it's a carbon tzibor. When you shecht it as an ola, that's the defining moment, the chiddush for carbonos tzibor. I don't remember. I don't think it requires smicha. I don't think so. I don't think. But I don't remember. Amr Bichia, Tanai Bezdin, who Al Mosa Shikru Olos. He says, which is pretty much what Shmuel said, that no, they made a Tanai Bezdin, that any time there's extra animals, so then you use it for Olos. Okay, we will stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.